on WRJN, and on today's community conversation, we are speaking with State Senator Van Wongard. All right, Senator Wongard, Beatles or Rolling Stones?
I guess I'd have to choose the Beatles. That's more my era, and you could actually understand what they were saying.
Well, you know, the Rolling Stones were your era as well, sir. Rolling Stones, more liberal, more democratic, perhaps. Beatles, more conservative, more Republican. Maybe that's where you're going.
Okay. I don't think so, but yeah, okay.
It's a stretch. Is that what you're trying to tell me?
You are funny. I that's why I enjoy calling into your show.
I want to hold your hand. I want to hold your hand.
Which government official will he crack up next? Glenn Klein, middays on WRJN.
Try to see it my way. Do I have to keep on talking till I can go on? While you see it, we can work it out. Life is very short, and there's no time for fussing and fighting, my friend. I have always thought that it's a crime. Try to see it my way. Only time will tell if I am right or I am wrong. While you see it your way, there's a chance that we might fall apart before too long. We can work it out. We can work it out.
John, Paul, George, Ringo, and Glenn. On your radio, friend. Greetings, you beautiful humans. It is 17 minutes after 9 o'clock on a throwback Thursday morning. Welcome in to the big show for a throwback Thursday. We have got a big program planned for you. But the question is today, and at this moment, will they work it out in the UK? Yes, it is the Brexit vote. It is underway right now in Great Britain. And he is British observer of the political scene and commentator, and in full disclosure, the assistant director of the summer camp that I used to own in Eagle River. He is David Wood. Mr. Wood!
Glenn, good morning.
How are you?
Very well, yourself?
What is that?
Have we got interference?
Did you hear that?
I do.
Something is going on.
Is that you or me?
I think that's me. I think they're doing some serious construction all of a sudden as we take to the airwaves. So you are up in Eagle River right now. Give me a weather forecast.
It's a little cool this morning, Glenn. We've had two or three days of really hot weather, but this is what I call London weather. This is summer London weather.
This is really interesting. Can you hear it? That's loud, isn't it?
It's very loud. It's like they're trying to drown us out.
I think they're drilling something. Well, you know, flexibility is not only the key word in camping, it is also the key word in broadcasting.
Absolutely.
Well, how about this? I'm going to go to a song, another Beatles tune. I'm going to put you on hold, if you don't mind.
Absolutely.
And see if I can get this straightened out.
Sure.
Don't go anywhere, beautiful human.
I'll be right there.
Getting high with a little help from their friends. Take two. This is your friendly neighborhood radio talk show host, Glenn Klein, and he is astute British political observer and commentator and the assistant camp director at Camp Menominee Eagle River. Woody, I figured out what was going on.
And it sounds pretty clear now.
Yeah, we're good to go, but they were drilling for oil. And we have a rule here at the radio station that if they strike oil while drilling, while there is a guest on the air, they get to share in the profits. You get a 10% taste.
Me too.
You're the guest. I'm the host.
That's great.
You get a 10% take.
It actually reminds me of my five-year night when you presented me with a jacket many, many years ago, and we were interrupted by a bat. Do you remember that?
No. I got to explain.
Big height.
I got
to
explain.
Just got to me.
I got to explain to the beautiful humans. First of all, how many years have you been at camp?
This will be my 26th.
All right, 26 years. The soccer field at Camp Menominee there in the Eagle River is named after David Wood. It's called Woody's Pitch. And after 5 years, the campers and the counselors get what amounts to a letterman's jacket in a big ceremony. It's a beautiful night, five-year night in Wasserman Hall. And apparently, when I presented you with your jacket, it was interrupted by a bat.
Just a bat. Just waited for me. There were maybe 10 people getting a jacket, and the bat waited until it was my turn, and out he came.
We love the bats in northern Wisconsin because they eat so many mosquitoes.
Correct. But it was a memorable moment.
Have you seen a bat yet this summer?
No, but we've seen a bear.
Really?
Yeah. They like those overflowing dumpsters.
What was the bear doing in the woods, if you catch my drift?
Well, according to our very astute and knowledgeable caretaker, this was a teenage bear who apparently was kicked out by its mother and is trying to find its way in life. And it found its way to the dumpster. Apparently this is what teenage bears do. So what do I know? I'm from London.
Well, it found its way to the best boys' camp in the North Woods, too. So that's a good thing. He is David Wood. He is the assistant camp director at Camp Menominee. He's also a very close follower of the political scene in the UK. So it's the big Brexit vote today. Please explain to the folks, David, what is happening, why it's happening, and what you think is going to happen.
A tricky one, Glenn, to start with. The reason we're having a vote is because at the last election, Mr. Cameron effectively bribed people by saying, vote for me and we will give you a referendum on whether we stay in Europe or not. Now, he won that election, just. The problem was he then had to follow through with what he offered. So we have to have a referendum. I can guarantee you this, Glenn, Mr. Cameron does not want this referendum. And the reason being, it'll cost him his job. If he loses the referendum today, he will have to go. If he wins the referendum, he will have torn the Tory party in half, and he might have to go. This was a big, big risk for him. How's it going to go? Too close to call, but from where I am sitting and the people that I know and the people I've spoken to, they want out. But I have a funny feeling people will do what they quite often do in elections, and they will lie, and they will do the thing that serves their best interests the best, and I think we will end up remaining.
Well, you said that Britain would leave Europe, and what you meant was, of course, the European Union, which is basically a confederacy of how many countries are part of the EU now?
I'm going to say 26. And you're right, Glenn, it's the European Union. I certainly do not consider myself European. In fact, I am English first, British second, and European a very distant third. We in Britain do not consider ourselves European, even though we are connected both by the European Union and the tunnel, no less.
The channel?
The channel, the channel tunnel, which now connects us physically to Europe, but we're not European.
Now, there's some thought that if the UK leaves the EU, that the next step will be that Scotland, that famously and relatively recently decided to stay in the United Kingdom, would actually separate from the UK and then join the EU themselves. What's your take on that?
Well, almost certainly if we vote to leave, the Scots will want another referendum as to whether they stay with the United Kingdom. Because now the goalposts, if you like, have shifted because they decided to stay based upon Britain as a whole staying in Europe. Well, this was apparently once in a generation vote. and you kind of knew it wasn't going to be. So I think if we vote to leave, then they will want to vote another referendum to see if they stay within, because they'll want to stay with Europe, because I think the Scottish people believe they are better off in Europe. So you are going to see some schisms, some breaks, some fractures taking place. Now, it's not going to happen overnight. It's going to take a couple of years. But it's a very, very interesting political development, both happening in Europe and in Britain.
So David Cameron, the Prime Minister of Great Britain, he makes a pledge to have this referendum as he's trying to be reelected. Now he is 100% in favor of Britain staying in the EU, and President Obama took the unusual step when he was in England recently to cross over to local politics there, which usually does not happen by a foreign leader, but that never stopped Barack Obama anyway, to say that the UK should stay in the EU. Why did Cameron want to propose that when he was running for re-election, but now is opposed to it?
Because of the last election, we had a coalition before then. And I think Cameron wanted to govern the country on his own, outright, as a Conservative Prime Minister, without being in cahoots with anybody else. So it was like a political bribe, but it was a big risk. And there is a great feeling in the UK. I don't think we've had a referendum since 1975, shortly after we joined the European Union. Well, actually, it was then the common market. And people have got very upset over the years as to what the common market has become. And it's become a political union rather than economic union, which is why we're in the position we're in now, because we feel that our powers in Britain have been devolved to Europe. In other words, laws are being made over there that govern us that we have no say in. These unelected people in Brussels and Strasbourg that don't represent us, and they've almost neutered our own government because we can't make our own decisions. He was, I think, a bit of a fool to offer this up, because having won the election, he now has to follow through with this. He has to. And it's going to be touch and go. He has to go. He will have to leave his job if the vote goes against him today. For the simple reason is that he will then have to negotiate our exit from Europe as someone who doesn't want to leave Europe. Not only that, the Tory party, both in Parliament and the country as a whole, will have no faith in him.
He is David Woody Wood. He is from Great Britain, Welwyn Garden City, beautiful Welwyn Garden City.
Yeah.
And he is also the assistant camp director at Camp Menominee. Thanks so much for joining us on WRJN this morning, and beat Quagga.
Thank you, Glenn. Always a pleasure to talk to you.
Hopefully to do it again sometime. Thank you very much.
We will. Thanks, Glenn.
There he goes, David Woody Wood. It's very interesting developments. We will see what happens. They are voting right now in the UK in the Brexit election. The great Tom Carco is standing by right now in the News Center with your WRJN News coming next.
Jackpots at Pottawatomie during our 25th anniversary celebration. They could happen at any time, any season.